bin chadami over teicha asara pligi. And the machleikis says we are throwing it through within 10 tefachim of the Rishus Rabin that has a shame Rishus Rabin to it. So drashi v'teich yud. Dino l'malam yud, because if you throw it, l'malam yud, is you're in one Rishus Yochid. You're throwing it across the street. Now when it's going across to Rishus Rabin, if it would be higher than Yud Tefachim, is lav avi Rishus Rabin move. Like we spoke about last time, that more than Yud Tefachim high is not considered like Rishus Rabin. Ela avi mokim turu. Gafilu kluta leka. There wouldn't even be a shiloh from kluta. Kluta means the chayfet is going through a Rishus Rabin. It's in the avir or the air of the Rishus Rabin. So the Kiva says that's considered as if it landed on the ground. So you want to say it's pshita terab, but that's the machlokes. For me, boy, the rabba had this for shiloh. The boy, rabba cleared a shiloh. Lomat the miyut pligi. Where is the machlokes chachomim and Rabbi Kiva? In this case, we are throw from one rishus yochid into another rishus yochid, and it's going through rishus rabin. Do we say the machlokes says we're going lomat the miyut pligi? Then of all pligi, what's the machlokes? Like we're saying, Rabbi Kiva, sava kluta kemishun chadami, rabban and savi leyam in a kluta kemishun chadami. They don't hold in this small kluta. So therefore, you made yakir in rishus yochid, and it landed in another rishus yochid. Shiti a potter. But granted, it's sad if you would throw the chayfets above Yud Tefachim of the Avi Rishus Rabin. So it went through like an Avi Mokim Ptur, is Kulayama is Potter, Divri Hako Potter, and what's the Kiddush now? Udu Kulayama lo yafina Zorik Mimoshit. You do not learn out the Moloch of Zorik from the Moloch of Moshit. Moshit is handing. You hand from one to another. Now in the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim of the Mishkan from one agola to another agola. They used to have wagons, and the people on this wagon would put a kerish, and they want to pass it down. They would pass it down from this wagon to the next wagon. So, and the wagon itself was more than Yud Tefachim high. So a person was standing on this wagon, and he would put hand it over to the person standing on this wagon. That's called the melacha. So your moishit from this Rishus HaYochid through a Rishus HaRabin into another Rishus HaYochid Yechayim. That's the malach of Moshit. Now Moshit is even the malam yud tvachim, even though it's the malam yud, that's called the malach. So we're going now zorik, though everybody holds lo yafina zorik Moshit. Only in the Mishkan they handed the kroshim were heavy pieces of wood. They used to hand it from one person to another person. That's the malachim. But if you take something and just throw it, then they didn't throw the kroshim in the Mishkan. Therefore, throwing you have to come on to a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabin. But here we throw from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, everybody holds your potter. That's this sad. If you'd be throwing it l'malam meyud, you'd zichah be potter. Even though there's a meleches moshit, moshit is only when you hand. Well, we'll soon see one Rashi.
Wait.
What?
So even if they're passing, but it's never going into the Mishkan. That's
a melacha that they did in the Mishkan. That they handed from Rishus HaYochid through Rishus Rabim into another Rishus HaYochid Yechayim. Nothing to do with the fact that it landed in Rishus Rabin. Just the fact that it passed through it, Yechayim. That's a new mitzvah of a melacha Moshit. So we're saying now we do not learn out Zerich for Moshit. That's only Moshit when you hand it. But if you're here, you're throwing the chayfets, everybody holds your potter. That's one shayla. That's the way you did in the Mishkan. This one says.
Yeah, right, the Malam Yud in the Mishkan.
Rabbi Shalom was like this. The Machlekes Faket, we are throwing it Lamalam Yud. And you're standing in Rishus HaYochid, and you're throwing it higher up Lamalam Yud, leading into the next Rishus HaYochid. Overhaul Pligi, this is the Machlekes. You do learn out the melachas zorik from the melachas moshit. Since in the Mishkan they used to hand pieces of the kroshim of the wood of the Mishkan lamala meyud, they handed it from one agola, one wagon which was Rishus HaYochid, to another wagon which is also Rishus HaYochid. But since in between was Rishus HaRabim Yechayiv, so Rabbi Kiva, who then if you throw? If you throw from Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid Yechayiv. As even though the Akira is in the Rishus HaYochid and the Anoch is in the Rishus HaYochid, still Yechayiv. Rabbon and Tzavri, no, lo yalfin and Zorik Mimoshid. We do not learn out Zorik Mimoshid. In the Mishkan, they only used to pass the Kroshim. Moshid means you hand from one hand to another hand, but not Zorik. They never threw something Lamala Meyud. So that's the machlokes of Kiev and the Rabbonim. What will be our lamata miyut? But on this side, what's going to be if they throw it lamata miyut? It could be divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody holds you chayiv, but everybody holds you'd say the svara kluto kimishun chadomi. So rather have a shiloh. What's the machlokes of Kiev and the Rabbonim? Is the machlokes lamata miyut if you say kluto, or no? The machlokes is lamala miyut if you learn out zurek from Moshe. But at this side, everybody holds lamata. You would say kluta kemishin chadami. My time is at tomorrow. I'm reading kluta kemishin chadami. Of course, everybody would say that tomorrow. So like us was saying, Rabbi says for pshitas that we only go according to Rabbi Kiva. Mashmim the machlekes says lamata neyud, and if you say kluta or not. So tomorrow nechnami holy kash, it's not shver. Bossa the boy first Rabbi had for shaila. He was masufik. What's this machlekes for Rabbi Kiva and the rabbonim? Is the machlekes where they throw it from Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid through Rishus Rav? Is the machlekes they throw is Lamala Miyud, or else the machlekes they throw only Lamata Miyud? So the Mora Hoda afterwards Ishutalei, he himself was pushed it. The Sover Rabbi Kiva Kluta Kemishun Chadami, that Rabbi Kiva holds no, it's only a machlekes when you throw it Lamata Miyud. As everybody holds, if you throw it Lamala Miyud, you'd be potter, because you don't learn out Zurich throwing from Moshe handing one to the other. Machlokes here is when you throw it lamata miyud through the avir of Rishus Rabin. That Rabbi Kiva holds a new svara when it goes through the avir it kami kishun chadami, as if it landed on the ground for a second and then it went further. That's why yichayid. And the Rabbanim say no, it's never considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabin. So you made yakir in Rishus Yochid and it landed halach in Rishus Rabin. In such a case you put it. Such Rashi, v'teich you say zerek mimoshes Rashi. Dilu b'moishit by handing v'rishus hayochid v'rishus hayochid derech v'rishus rabim through v'rishus rabim afilu lamala afilu lamala even on top miyud kaimala meperek hazurik. Gemara says later in perek hazurik v'chayit the afinan me'agolah shel midbar. We learn out from the agolas, from the wagons in the midbar, shemoshita nesakroshim izuluzu. They used to hand the kroshim from one wagon to another wagon. The wagon itself was Rishus HaYochid. It was Lamala Meyud, the wagon. Ubeinayim, in between one wagon to another wagon, was a Rishus HaRabim. They didn't throw the kroshim. Shloi is kalkulu. You don't want the woods to break or to be miskalkuled. So the malacha they did in the Mishkan was called Moshe. They used to hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. It's the case of the Yechayim. Even though it's Chiddush Chutz of Life Shnayim Shasu, we'll see later the kashas on this. But that's the way they did it in the Mishkan, and for that Yechayim. So the Shalom is, though, we say you don't run out Zurek, though. Zurek throwing, that wasn't in the Mishkan, that will hold your foot. And that's where we're coming out. The Rabbah was Pshita, if you throw it Lamala Meyud, you Zicha Potter. You don't run out Zurek for Moshe. The machlokes is only when you're throwing it within yutfachim of the Rishus Rabin. It's going through the avir of the Rishus Rabin. So the Kiva holds this new svara, kluta kemishuncha. When it comes into the avir, into the air of the Rishus Rabin, it's considered like it landed. So it's called yimei hanocha. So according to the Kiva, pshiti, you see, you do not need a mokum dalad al dalad. Because this landing, this so-called lomdusha landing, is zikha not called like it really landed on the chosh of a mokum dalad al dalad. So mela, our Mishnah that says, when the Oni stick his hand inside the house and took a piece of bread out of the Balabas's hand, is Chayiv, it's called, he made the Akira from Rishus Yochid and put it down outside, his Chayiv goes according to the Kiva. But the question was, the Balabas's hand is not Dalad Adalad, so why when you take it out of his hand by Yechayiv, it wasn't Munich and Makam Dalad Adalad? The Torah says, our Mishnah goes according to the Kiva, that you did not need this Chosh for Makam Dalad Adalad. For at the Gemara, that's still not good. For at the Gemara, Vidilma, you only have a raya, hanocha hu duloi boy. Maybe you only see, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not need hanocha, a choshev a mokam dalad al dalad. Abu Akira boy, maybe in Akira you would need. Maybe to be oikra, to start the malachim, there's a chayfetz metchila has to be called its munach, it's resting in a place. And you're being oikra from that mokam. So when you take it out of a mokam, maybe that's where it has to be metchila in a choshev a mokam dalad al dalad. And that we don't have in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Balabas is holding the bread in his hand, and now the person on the outside sticks his hand in and takes it out of the Balabas's hand. So for why Yechayah, the Balabas's hand is not Dalal Adalit. And maybe for Nakiri you need Dalal Adalit. You only see Rabbi Kiva's Mekel by the Hanocha. Rabbi Kiva's case was you picked it up from Rishus HaYochid, that was Dalal Adalit, and you threw it through the Shus HaRabin. So So you see, it's called Nunach. You don't need Dalad Dalad. But maybe the Akira is more Choshev than the Anocha. Because in Akira is called you're starting the Melocha. The real place it stands, because the whole Yisrael to say you should need Dalad Dalad, because in the Pasuk Al Yetzi Ish Nim Koimoi. And usually a Mekoimoi Shalodim is Dalad Amos. Usually your place is called Dalad Amos. So the Makor turned out from is from the Akira. Al Yetzi Oda means don't go out from your Rishus Yachid, means don't make the Akira from your house to walk out to Rishus Rabin. That's the most kasha. Maybe it's more mistavro that an akira has to be in a choshev mokum. You have to take it out of a choshev place where it was resting in the mokum dal dal. In a chanami, Reb Kiva says the anocha could be even kluta. The anocha, if you put it down in somebody's hand, that would be good. You'd be chayiv. But the shalom is, how does the Mishnah say that even for the akira you chayiv? Maybe for the akira, according to everybody, should have to have a choshev mokum. That metchilu the chayfas had to be resting in a choshev, a place dal dalad, and then you make an akira from that mokum. But it's shver the Mishnah, when the chayfas was in the balabas's hand, why when the yoni outside sticks his hand and takes it out of his hand, is he chayiv? He didn't take it from a mokum dal dalad. For the marvadum anachu do loy boy, or the hakira boy, maybe even a crunch of kiva, you have to have an akira from the makam dal dal dalid. So it's still shver al mishnah. Elo zakti gemara, omar rabbi yosef, who does our mishnah go like that will bring your rai, even the akira doesn't have to be from a choshev makam dal dal dalid, homani rebbe. Our mishnah goes like rebbe. For the gemara, hi rebbe, which din of rebbe do you have a rai that akira does not have to be from a choshev makam dal dal dalid? Eli mahod etanya, this din, Zorak, if somebody was standing in the Rishus Rabin and he threw it Dalad Amos in the Rishus Rabin, usually that's a new type of a melacha. If you throw Dalad Amos in the Rishus Rabin and it lands in the Rishus Rabin, you're also chayim. Who then if you maver Dalad Amos, you pick a chayvat up in the Rishus Rabin and you walk Dalad Amos and put it down, you're chayim. Who then if you throw it Dalad Amos, you're chayim in the Rishus Rabin. Here the case was Zorak, v'nach agave ziz kolshu, and landed on a ziz. A ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of a building, like a small piece of wood, which was not dal da dalet. It was a very small piece of wood sticking out. So Rebbe Mechayif, Rebbe says Yechayif. So again, you see that you do not have to have the anoch and the mokum dal da dalet, because this ziz kolshu is only a kolshu. It's only a small piece of wood sticking out in the Rishus Rabin. So Vay says was sticking out less than Yutzvachim, so it's called now as Munach for Rishus Rabin, Yechayif according to Rebbe. But Chomim Petrim, Chomim say Yepotter, Poshet they hold, it's not called a Mokum Dalva Dalva, therefore Yepotter. So our Mishnah go according to Rebbe. For the Gemara name, there's no Raya at all from this case. Horsem to the boy Lameim Lekamon, Kidi Abaya. Like we want to say later, we'll say it in Bav Ches, the way Abaya answered this Gemara. The Yomar Abaya, Horcha, what are we talking about? The Elon, the tree, Hoimid Rishus Yochid. It's the bark of the tree, the ground of it is Rishus Yochid. The noifoi, the branches of it, noitel Rishus Rabin. The branches come out sticking into Rishus Rabin. The zorak v'nacha noifoi. If you were standing Rishus Rabin, and you threw a dal damas, and it landed now on a small branch of this tree, which is Rishus Rabin. Right. Is the Rebbe, Sav Rebbe holds Amrinon, Shad Yenoifoi, Vosa Ikroi. So Rashkan's Svar is, we say the branch goes after the Ikra tree. Since the Ikra, the bark of the tree, is the Choshev Mokum, that is Dalad Adalad, even though this branch coming out of it is a small branch, it's not Dalad Adalad, we're Machshev, this top Mokum, as if, just like the bottom, is the Choshev Mokum, and all the branches coming out of that Mokum is also called the Choshev Mokum. So Mele, it's called was Munach for Shus Rabin on a Choshev Mokum. As you say, Shadya, we put Noifoi, the branches, boss ikroi. You give the branch the same thing as the ikra of the tree. Rabbonin, Tzav Rabbonin say, no. Lo yarinun, shad ye noifoi, boss ikroi. We don't say this svara, that we put the noifoi, boss ikroi. Therefore, the small branch where it landed on is not dalad or dalad. So come say, you potter. That's why you potter. But it's no riot to our Mishnah. Because even according to Rebbe that says, Yechai, it is not the pshat Rebbe holds, you don't need a mokum dalad dalad. The pshat is you have a mokum dalad dalad. That since the ikka, the bark of the tree, is dalad dalad, he holds a svara, all the branches that come out of this bark is also like a chashev mokum dalad dalad. Mashenkin al Mishnah, where just the balabas is holding the bread in his hand, even the ikka, the feet of a person, is not dalad dalad. The man himself is not called a chashev mokum dalad dalad, he himself. And his hand for sure is not dalad dalad. So that's still shver the Mishnah. Why, when the balabas is holding the chayfas in his hand, why do we say yechayev? The one that takes it out of his hand is not dal dalad. Such Rashi, zorak mirishus harabim,
mitchilas dalid l'soiv dalid. You threw something in Rishus Rabin through dalid amas, so therefore you should be chayiv. V'naach agave ziz. It landed on a small piece of wood. Mikol eitz hayetzim in akoisa. Usually ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. Kori ziz, that's called a ziz. Is Rabbi Mechayiv alma d'loy boy hanach a mokam dalid? You see, you don't need a mokam dalid. The Moritz says no. We go like Abaye says later that the swari shadya noifoi bossi ikroi. You put the branches boss of the ik of the tree. The heavy is a trashi kemunach rishus rabin. It's still considered like a smunach rishus rabin. Al mokam dalid. That this branches now has a chshivas like a mokam dalid dalid. Why? The ikur mechashav lelanoif. That since the bark of the tree, the bottom, is a chashav mokam dalid al dalid, that makes all the branches that come out of that bark also a chashav mokam. So it landed on the bar, on the branch, all the way up there, which is in Rishus HaRabim. It's considered, Rashi says, like it landed Rishus HaRabim, just it has the mile as if it's Dalal Dalal.
Isn't that a case of Moshe?
So?
In the Mishnah. So this is a case of Zorik.
We're not Zorik now. We're not talking about Moshe now.
I understand, but isn't our Mishnah a case of Moshe?
Just so. Our shaila is now you need a mokim Dalal Dalal. What's the difference?
Nakira. Yeah, but Zorik Moshe Glayalfino, that's what we said.
That's for something else. That's how you do in the Malach. But Shal Zakira, the Mishnah is not Moshe, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is called Nakira. You took it out from here, from Rishus Yochid, and you put it to Rishus Rabin. That's not Moshe. That's called you made Nakira. You carry something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Moshe is something else. Moshe, you put from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid. Yeah? So, kids, here there's no Raya for tomorrow. And by the time there's the kasha, even the Havamin is very shver. Because we're only bringing the Raya, according to Rabbi again, that the Hanocha doesn't need Dalal Dalal. We already have Rabbi Kiva that holds you only need Dalal Dalal for the Hanocha. Though kasha was, though maybe the Akira needs a Makam Dalal Dalal. So what was the Havamin of Bechal of the Gemara? The Gemara brings Raya from Rabbi. Rabbi's only talking about again about the Hanocha. Alright, so Gemara just answers better. The Gemara says Bechal. But Rabbi have no Raya at all. According to Rebbe here, when it landed on the branches of this tree, it's considered like a Makam Dalal Dalal because of the bark. I'll bring you right from a different Rebbe. Titania, Zorak Rishus Rabin Rishus Rabin. Somebody threw from one Rishus Rabin into another Rishus Rabin. So for that alone, you'll be potter. If it didn't go Dal Damas into Rishus Rabin itself, Rishus Yachad Biemza. The Imam is standing by the end of one Rishus Rabin. Then there's a Rishus Yachad, and you throw it over the Rishus Yachad into the beginning of the next Rishus Rabin. Is Rebbe Mechayev? Rebbe holds Yechayev. The Chum is very good because you made an Akira Bushus Rabbim and a Nacha Bushus Rabbim. You only Chayiv if you have Avoras, Dal Damas. It has to go Dal Damas through the Rishus Rabbim. He didn't go Dal Damas through the Rishus Rabbim. It went Dal Damas through Rishus Yochid. That's not called Avoras, Dal Damas, Rishus Rabbim. So Chum is saying, Poshi Yipotr, you didn't do any Malachi here. The Rebbe holds Yechayiv though. Why is Rebbe holding Yechayiv? The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mechayev Hoya Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe holds Yechayev even for two Malachas right now. Achat Mishum Hoytso V'yachat Mishum Hachnosa. So here the Svar is you say Kluta Kemishun Chadami. As Rebbe holds when you throw it from the Rishus HaRabim through the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered like it landed in the Rishus HaYochid. So you made a Hoytso. You made Hachnosa. You made a Hoytso. From Rishus HaRabim, you brought it into the Rishus HaYochid, that's called Hachnosa. First you made Hachnosa. You were standing in Rishus HaRabim. You threw it through the Rishus HaYochid. So it sit it like it came into Rishus HaYochid and landed on the floor. You made Hachnosa. Now it's still going weiter to the next Rishus HaRabim, and sit it like you made the Akira now. You picked it up again, and it went weiter to the Rishus HaRabim. That's called you made Hoytzor. That's why you chayef for two. You chayef for the Hoytzor and for the Hachnosa. It's by standing in Rishus HaRabim, throwing it through Rishus HaYochid, landing another Rishus HaRabim, you chayef for two. So here's a good raya. You see, claw the Akira and the Hanocha is considered through a din of two to Kemishun Chadami, which is not called the Chosh V'mokam Dalal Dalal. It never really landed in the Rishus HaYochid. Just since it went through the Aver of the Rishus HaYochid, it's considered like it has a din Munach in this Mokam now, and vice as if you picked it up again and you threw it again into Rishus HaRabim. So according to Rebbe, he had claw raya. Both the Anochi and the Akira does not need a chash v'mokim dal dal dalit. But the more Alma leiboi Akira v'loi Anocha mokim dal dal dalit. That's the reason why Yechayiv is too here. So the Gemara of Eitan is no rise from here. No, hoyitma lo. We learned on this. Rabu Shmuel the Yarmatavayu. both Rav and Shmuel, both Masba, what's Pshat and Rebbe?